Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, getting down! In the Orange Studio today, as I am, we're going to be in the Orange Studio for the next 3 hours of your life, folks, right here on Auto World. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You are listening to Auto World. In fact, that's what you live every single day of your life, is Auto World. Sitting, driving your ride, your car, your truck, whatever you might drive to work. You might even be driving your riding lawnmower to work. But it's your auto world. Today, we're in the Orange Studio because we've got pumpkins all over the place. It smells so good in here because all the pumpkin pies. Oh, I love the smell of pumpkin pies. Went down the hall right here in the Auto World Plaza. Got out of the greasy garage studio as I'm always sitting in. Most of the time, as you know. But today, I like the smell of pumpkin pies because, well, we had the wife build a whole bunch of pumpkin pies for us, and we've got them scattered throughout the studio, and the smell of the pumpkin pie is really good. And for you folks that do not like the pumpkin pie, yes, there is one apple pie left sitting right here to the right of me. There it is. Oh, I like those too. But yeah, welcome into the Orange Studio. We have in the house, of course, Axelrod Alex running the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah, the main producer of the show. Good to have you here, Alex. And we have in the other house in the Orange Studio, right here sitting to the left, right over there, Eddie, the engine emailer. He's got your email bag on his lap, the emails that you folks have sent in that I'm going to be going into the bag here at least once an hour. Every hour of our Auto World is different. We have 3 hours, and thank you for sitting back, relaxing, and enjoying the next 3 hours of your life with me. Thank you. I do appreciate that. So today, let's get right to it. We've got a hubcap, and Eddie has that on his lap. Hand me the hubcap, please. Now, this hubcap is turned upside down. What? Oh, okay. He tipped it upside down, so he's got to now get the material, like a pumpkin pie. You know, what is in the recipe of a pumpkin pie? Well, here in Auto World, we have a recipe, too. And every hour has a recipe to tell you folks what we're going to be doing. So here it is. Thank you, Eddie, for cleaning up the mess there. And stop eating pumpkin pie while we're on the air. Oh, I wish I'm going to have a piece of that pie when we get here on break. Okay. So today here on Auto World, folks, let's start right off the bat with the first hour. I like to go through the third hour and then come on up. Today we're going first hour. First hour, give you a little tease right off the bat. I've got some numbers for you, so get ready with your calculator. Yes, numbers on a car company that has something to do with UAW. So get ready. I got some numbers for you. Yep. And the first hour we got, let me ask you, got rent a car? Are you curious about EVs? Well, guess what? Hertz can help. That's coming just right here on the first hour. And of course, right off the bat, the first hour, as I tease you there on our Facebook page, Mark Evans, I've also got for you the 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year and the Contenders. Oh, yeah. It kind of sounds like a band, doesn't it? We got the band back together. Yep. And really, did he really shoot it? That's just on the first hour. Second hour coming up. By the way, if your favorite radio station you're listening to me on is not taking the second or third hour, holler at them, scream at them, email them, call them, bother them, tell them you want every hour of Auto World because every hour is different. Different emails, different information, different news, different fun all around. And if you got to, you know, get to us today, for sure do, just go to my website, autoworldmedia.com, autoworldmedia.com. Now, the second hour, there's an oil company, folks, that is buying some Tesla.
What?
That's right. An oil company is buying some Tesla. Jeep owners, are you out there? Hello, calling all Jeep owners, calling all Jeep owners. Yeah, okay, if you're not a Jeep owner, fine. You might be looking at maybe buying one, but I've got some information for all of us concerning Jeep owners really are not using their Jeeps. Huh? You're going to find out on the second hour. And you know what, folks? There is a new battery in town. So stay tuned for this one. This one supposedly has a 745-mile range. We will find out. Now, also, second hour, hurricane. You know, usually we say, stay away, but not this one. We want this hurricane in our garage. Hang on. That's just all in the second hour. Now, the third hour of the program, Auto World, that is, a list. You've been waiting for this one. A list of engines that are built, folks. These are ICE engines, internal combustion engines. This is the list of the engines that are built to go 500,000 miles. That's right. You might even own one, or maybe even looking at maybe purchasing one, or maybe you have 500,000 plus miles on yours, huh? Oh, yeah. Well, we'll find out. And we always have an oops here. Oops, she drove her Eurobus right into the, well, you'll find out about the Eurobus come third hour. And also the third hour, I've got a recall for you. Oh, by the way, the reason why the recall's on the third hour, I know some of you know that we have recalls here on Auto World. It's not on the first hour. Why? I thought recalls were very, very important, Mark. They are. This one, it's important. Every recall is important, but it's not like park your car outside 911 type of recall, folks. What this one is 751,000 pieces are falling off your car. And that's just the start of it. Yep. And this state is saying, you're suspended. We will not have you in our state. That's all right here on Auto World. I appreciate you being here. Definitely, absolutely, don't be spooked today on the Halloween edition of Auto World, but I want you to hang around, sit up, and take attention, and you might, for sure, get your paper, pen, and pencil out right off the bat. Sorry, but look, no homework, but you're going to have to write some things down today, okay? All right, well, let's start right off the bat here at Auto World with Rent-A-Car. Got Rent-A-Car? I've got a car, Mark. Why would I want to rent one? Well, some of you like to rent cars for a couple reasons. Let's just start right off with the Yellow Giant out there. The Yellow Giant, see, you're already getting spooked. Calm down. Put your tray table up. Make sure the seatbelt's tight. Hertz Rent-A-Car, folks, is embracing its name and using it to empower the future of electric vehicles, EVs. Yep. Recent move to accelerate the electrification of its fleet of rent-a-cars. That's right. By the end of 2024, folks, the rental giant, Hertz Yellow, plans for EVs to make up 25% of its 500,000 vehicles that they have in their fleet. 500,000 vehicles in Hertz fleet, folks. That's right. Now, I know a lot of you, I could go on all day on this, but a lot of you thought for Hertz was going out of business here a couple, two, 3 years ago right there at COVID. Huh? Yeah. How many of you, raise your arm, bought a little bit of their stock knowing that they'll never go out of business? I did. It worked. They're still here. They actually had Mark Fields, the former president of Ford, running their company for a little bit. But anyway, 25% of 500,000 vehicles, they're going to see, make them EVs, up from 10% in 2023 with deals to purchase 330,000 EVs from Tesla, Polestar, and General Motors. Yep, they'll soon be providing savings for you and me. Reduce planet overheating, air pollution type of cars, EVs. A little bit more on this when we come back. And, of course, taking your calls at 855-660-4261. Email me. I dare you. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Don't be spooked!
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And spooky, they're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat, sweet,
Sometimes I feel that my family is the Addams Family. I think we all feel like that sometimes, don't we? Absolutely. Welcome back to the Spooky Orange Studio right here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Spooky Auto World today from the Orange Studio, where there's pumpkin pies all over the place. Well, okay, there's one apple pie for the folks that don't like the... If you do not like pumpkin pie, I've got an apple pie for you. Do you smell it? Oh, radio smell. Kind of like the radio vision that I give you every week. Thanks for being here. Okay, so the Yellow Giant. Oh, they're not spooky at all. Hertz. Hertz Rent-A-Car, folks. Yes, 500,000 vehicles in their fleet, and they're bringing from 10% in 2023 all the way in 2024, 25% will be EVs. They're going to be spending their money, the green cash, about 330. They're going to be purchasing 330,000 EVs from Tesla, Polestar, and General Motors. Yes, that's a deal that's already been signed a whole bit. And, you know, the whole thing is they announced a 12% increase in annual profits. Woo, is this working? Well, you know, like I asked you, you got Rent-A-Car. What that means is you can now go to Hertz, with, as you know, but even more so now, a lot of us are actually going to Hertz to find out and figure out what an EV automobile really is. You can go there, rent it, drive it, test it, you know, taste the steering wheel if you want. I don't care. Or smell the upholstery if you'd like. But overall, you can go there and literally test drive one, and that's what it's all about, and save yourself some money. Now, here's a great example. A lot of you might not know this. Some of you do because you're doing this. But the Atlanta-based Uber driver, Tracy Lynn Young, she pays $340 a week to rent her Tesla from Hertz, and she earns up to about $1,800 a weekend. See how you make money renting from Hertz? And that's thanks to the incentives by Uber, lower charging costs, and the stir caused by EV curious drivers. Renting EVs can make all of us make it a good business sense for redshirt type of drivers. Tracy Young, there's making money on it. So thanks, Hertz, for letting us have the opportunity to go to Hertz and rent an EV. Why not? Hey, on this spooky edition of Auto World, I've got some trivia for you, folks. What is the name of the automobile that Batman drives? Are you dressing up for like Batman or Catwoman on Halloween? Well, what is the name of the automobile that Batman drives? 855-660-4261 is the number. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, I have for you, right off the bat here, if I can get my calculator to work, it's plugged in. Oh, it is working. Good, good. I'm trying to figure out the numbers here because this is almost spooky. Oh, yes, it is. UAW. You heard that in the news. We have a winner-winner chicken dinner already off the bat. Ford finally gave up. They signed a deal with UAW. They finally got the workers back together and working and going back to the plants. And thank you, all of you, that are going back to the plants and working and building those hot rod Ford Mustangs for us all and all the other, the Ford GT, et cetera, Ford trucks, et cetera. So this calculator that I have, folks, what did it cost Ford? They did come to agreement. Okay, so here's this part of the news. The first-time employee going into Ford to work, you were getting $17 per hour. Now you're going to be getting $28 per hour, according to what my calculator shows me. Now, yes, that calculator is, yes, awesome. Now, got to be careful because this calculator could start on fire today. Why? Started at $17 back in the day. Now it's $28 per hour. 11% pay hike right now, and then 25% over 4.5 years. Okay, so they settled. They're giving you, great, if you work for Ford, more money. Now, let's see if this calculator is really rocking. I figured it out with this calculator. It's working. There it is. Here's the number. What did it cost Ford ever since the first day of the UAW strike per day? Okay, we start off with Ford. They lost, cost them $1.3 billion since September 15th. So as I do my calculation here, September 15th until, last Friday, that looks like, per day, folks, Ford. That's 42 days of strike for them, for Ford anyway at this point, because they have settled an agreement with UAW. That is, folks, $30,952,000 and some odd cents of pennies there. We don't care about the pennies. But it costs Ford $30,952,000 a day. Why am I talking about this? It cost Ford? Yeah, right. It cost you and me money. Where are they going to come up with where are they going to make up that loss? Right there in your back pocket. Ladies, your purse. You got your purse handy? Hide it quick. They're going to find out how to get their money back by selling you and I cars, trucks, and it's going to be a little bit priced a little bit higher, I believe, in my opinion. Overall, yes, it's they're going to have to find that money somewhere. And they're going to have to find it right there by selling automobiles. What I found already, folks, already in the part, you know, repairing cars for 47 plus years, I'm finding that the parts prices have gone through the roof, and now they're really not even going to go through the roof. They're going to go through the roof and hit the little planet that Elon Musk thinks we're going to be all living on, Mars. Okay, we've been to the moon. Let's go over to the Mars station now. A little round thing up there in the orbit. Okay. The prices are going to skyrocket to the point of no return, and they're going to gradually squeeze us somehow to get that money back. Now, that's just Ford. Stellantis, I don't know they have reached a deal also, but I really don't know the numbers when I find them, where you're going to hear about them right here in Auto World. Also, General Motors, not yet. General Motors, not yet. So we're getting close. We have one company down. And figured out and fixed. So Stellantis, which is the Jeep Wranglers, you folks know that. The Rams are out there also. But General Motors too. So stay tuned for that. Absolutely. And we're going to keep moving forward here with that. But that's what it's all about, is money, isn't it? Yeah. I thought cars were expensive as they were. Last quarter there, General Motors reported billions of profit. I don't even care about the number. It's in the B word, billions. When we come back, are we going to the email bag? As long as we hear that oogle horn, we might be going in the email bag. But did he really shoot it? Happy Halloween.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Pope Francis is repeating his call for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. In his Angelus prayer at the Vatican today, the Pope also called for Hamas to release Israelis that it's holding as hostages, and he called on the world to continue providing aid to the besieged Palestinian enclave of Gaza. Matthew Perry, who starred as Chandler Bing on the hit TV series Friends, has died. Police sources said that the actor was found dead in a jacuzzi at his home in the Pacific Palisades area of Los Angeles on Saturday. According to TMZ, emergency personnel first responded to a call reporting a cardiac arrest at the house. No drugs were found on the scene and no foul play is suspected. Matthew Perry was just 54 years old. And SpaceX has launched 22 Starlink satellites into orbit. The successful liftoff from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California happened at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. It was the first of two Sunday launches for SpaceX. They plan to launch another 23 Starlink satellites on a Falcon 9 rocket tonight at 7:45 from Cape Canaveral. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here in the Auto World Plaza, downtown Boise, Idaho. Folks, I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Thank you for being here with me in the orange studio today. Everything is orange around me. We've got decorations to the point of no return. Plastic pumpkins, of course, filled with candy. We've got pumpkin pies, though, that are basically are all over the place. And no, I'm not sitting on a pumpkin pie. I had an emailer come in here listening in Florida on our great radio station that takes our show here, Auto World, WOCA, AM 1370. Woo, yeah. Down there in Ocala, Florida. A gentleman asked me here, not to mention his name, but yeah, great email. He says, are you sitting in a pumpkin pie right now? Maybe I should be. It might be a little softer than this Dodge Viper chair. See, that when I do go down the studio, though, down the hall here in the studio, and get out of the Greasy Garage studio, I actually do take my Viper chair with me, so we're comfortable. You know how it is. Yeah. There's a temperature gauge on my chair, folks, just like the microphone tap. Everything's got to be tuned in correctly in order not to be spooked on the Halloween edition right here in the orange studio. I'm starting to see orange now. Wait a minute. back in 1985? Yes, Mark, back in 1985 and 1987. Well, it was 1985 when this Mercury Lynx. Mercury Lynx. Yes, Mercury Lynx back in 1985 had a price tag of $5,986. And it could go all the way up to $6,057. But this is the reason why we're talking about it, because the gas mileage back in 1985, if you purchased a Mercury Lynx, 33 miles per gallon in the city and 43 on the highway. Back in 1985. Exactly. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. That was back in 1985. And that's what we call, my dad had that car. Somebody was really scared on that one. Well, yeah, because how many of you have to buy the Toyota Prius to get 43 miles of the gallon right now in today's world? The Toyota Camry, the Honda Accord, okay, I'll stop there. There's quite a few of them, but do you really do? Come on, raise your arm and wave that hand to me right now, folks. You let me know if you're getting 43 miles to the gallon right now. See, back in 1985, that was carburetor days. Carburetor days, not fuel injection and not engine lights and not computer management and not oxygen sensors and not, I could go on forever. To get 43 miles per gallon? Woo! My dad had that car. Okay, so I got to ask, did he really go Godfather on this thing? He did. Yeah, what a good month to go Godfather on this Cybertruck. Elon Musk, he went full Godfather, folks, on the Cybertruck with a Tommy gun. Tommy gun, it shoots bullets. And why did he do it? To test its bulletproof design, as he's promoting, because the Cybertruck is getting closer and closer and closer to coming out for you and I to purchase it. And some of our charter members actually have told me that they've put an order in for the Cybertruck, and they're wanting it, and that's good. Absolutely. Now, sometimes you wonder why he did. Elon Musk, of course, is the owner, founder, and creator of the Tesla, and also the Cybertruck, along with his complete staff, great people and all. He first announced the Tesla Cybertruck was coming to all of us back in 2019, but he put her up on stage at the time. The team of engineers famously misjudged the strength of the prototype bulletproof word that they put on that Cybertruck by the glass, of course, bulletproof glass, and the sides are bulletproof and all that. But what did he do? Well, they threw the steel ball at the window. He did on stage. It, of course, as you know, you see, I saw it on the news and social media, et cetera, and all that, and broke the glass. And, you know, a lot of you thought that maybe he did that purposely to get on the news and all that. Okay, we're not going there, but what I'm talking about today is that, and now in October, what we are living in, Spook October, customers' deliveries are starting to begin to be delivered to your driveway. Yeah, the Cybertruck now. Now, the Cybertruck's bulletproof steel body panels, Pace is actually getting shot up with real bullets, as he did. He took a Tommy gun and he destroyed it by shooting into the side panels with real bullets on the Cybertruck. He shot it up on purpose. To test its durability, I guess that's the word, durability of bullet being bulletproof. Huh. Al Capone style, folks, must. He did it. No bullets penetrated into the passenger compartment. So now we can say that it is bulletproof. We could go on from there, but we will not. No need to. I don't know why we'd need a car that's bulletproof, or a truck, and this one is, as he advertised, it is bulletproof. He went full Godfather on the Cybertruck. Whew! Wowza. Okay. Did you order a Cybertruck yet, or are you looking at maybe ordering one later? Yes? Okay, good. Let me know when you get it. Send me some photos. And with that, autoworldmedia.com. That's our website here at AutoWorld. I'd love to put the picture of your brand new Cybertruck up with a little story of how you maybe took it out and used your gun on it or whatever, and send us some photos. If not, you don't need to use a gun on it, folks. Just send us the photos of it and tell us how you like it and your comments about it after you get it. We're putting up some of our listeners. You send them to me, we're going to put them up on our autoworldmedia.com site. Share your story with us, good, bad, or otherwise, about your first ride, second ride, your lemon that you've purchased, your new ride you just purchased, and tell us your comments, and we'll put them up to share with everyone else that's listening. We're coast to coast. There's a lot of people. Thank you. Appreciate that. And now, folks, with that, you decide what kind of purchase, you should buy by deciding if you should buy something that is in the news, something that is publicized, something that is said to be the best. It doesn't matter. You don't need a Tommy gun, okay? You really don't, and you don't need to have a bulletproof. But overall, I mean, do you purchase an automobile being the car of the year? Is that why you purchased it? A lot of you in my life have come to me, talked to me through email, and I do want you to do that. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Please do. I ask you folks to deliver. And what I'm saying here is that now it's time to go to who won? Who won the SUV car of the year? Now, I'm going to give you the year already. 2024. Motor Trend, SUV of the year, and the contenders. We're going to talk about the contenders first. So this is the 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the year. One of the contenders is a 2024 Audi Q8 Sportback e-tron. Didn't win, though. We're coming back with more contenders. Don't be spooked.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Orange Studio right here in the Auto World Plaza. We heard the Uga horn. That means Eddie, the engine in the house emailer. He's right here. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate it. That means one thing, folks. Email time. Let's get into the email bag. See if I can find one of those emails that I can read on the air. I just love crimping all those up, so Eddie has to iron them out. Oh, I'm sorry. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's smiling at me right now. Yes, I found one. Got a good one. And thank you, all of you, for sending your emails in. As you just heard, there's quite a few. I'll get to every one of you and get you fixed by Eddie saying Thursday. He's saying TH, Thursday. TH, Thursday, not Tuesday. Okay, Thursday. There's quite a few. Okay, so I'll be busy. That's what it's all about. That's what I want to be, folks. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. The ones that are in the email bag are the ones that Eddie, he goes through all the emails for me. Eddie the engine, he's got quite the engine. That's why we call him the engine. And he tries to pick out the ones that are going to stump the chump here. I'm the chump. Stump me. Please do. But right off the bat, I got one I can read. Awesome. I'll help all of you, of course. That's why we're here. I'm here. 47 plus years of doing automotive mechanicing and technician and grease monkey and all those things underneath the hood of your auto world. Yeah, oh yeah. I did work on that car that your dad had, that 85 Mercury Lynx. I had quite a few of them come in the shop back in the day. Whew. Well, we won't go there. Anyway, I can't believe they got 43 miles to the gallon. Anyway, here's one right out of Boise here. Awesome. Need your advice on tire wear. Been listening to you for at least 10 years. Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. And it's Tori. Thank you, Tori. I've learned so much. I think I could open my own repair shop. LOL. I'm laughing out loud. Thank you, Tori. You're going to get certified, though, Tori. Oh, there's no way, she says here, no way I could afford all those tools. Why isn't that the truth? Whew. Lots of tools to fix cars. And now, she says, my right front tire is wearing on the inside. The shop told me I need the control arms replaced. Both sides. Mark, my car is going down the road straight. Do you think the control arms are the problem? Question mark. Thanks in advance, Tori, with you here in Boise, Idaho on 93.1 FM. Awesome. Awesome, Tori. Appreciate the compliments there. That's, thank you for the pat on the back. Appreciate that. Pat on the hood, I guess I could say. Let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates right here in the Boise, Idaho area, and that is, well, there's our shout-out horn right there for News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1, right there where Tori's listening to us on, and appreciate it. Nampa, Star, hello. Mountain Home, Idaho, hello. Eagle, you there? Hello. Meridian, Idaho, good to have you along. And, of course, we got a little Oregon in there, too. Ontario, Oregon. Hi, folks. Baker, Oregon. Good to have you folks along, too. I went to school with Clay. I won't pass his last name on to protect the innocent. But I went to school with Clay in BSU, Boise State Bronco here, folks. And he lives over in Baker, Oregon. Tori, thank you. Appreciate that. Now, let's get right down to fixing your right front tire on the inside wear. Okay. Couple things. First off, control arms, not. Now, Tori, I don't know what your make and model of the car is here. I'm reading back through the email. That's okay. But ask me how many times I've had to replace control arms on automobiles, Tori. Okay, I haven't. 45, 47 years. I get the number right here. I have not. No. We don't replace A-arms or known as control arms unless it's a Audi, a Volkswagen. Folks, some of you have some of those, and yes, see the lower control arm has a ball joint on the bottom of it. That's where it attaches to your bottom of your wheel and tire onto your automobile. There's a ball joint right there, and of course the A arm goes up, the control arm goes up to the suspension frame to your automobile with the bushing in the front and bushing in the rear. And yeah, those bushings are probably out, and we had to press the bushing in and out. Tori, put a new bushing in, keep the A-arm, control arm. Same with the ball joint, Tori. Tori, we basically press the ball joint in, out, you know, out first, then push the new one in. And that's how we do it. And that's so much cheaper than an A-arm. Now, yeah, some of your automobiles out there, folks, we cannot get a replacement ball joint. Some of them we can't even replace get the replacement bushing. So we have to replace the whole entire control arm, Tori. No, if your right tire on both control arms, as the shop's telling you, if you only have one wear on one tire, then more than likely you have a problem on that side. Not on the other side, because the tire's wearing okay, according to what I read here in your email. So one big thing here is that, Tori, all you got to do is ask them, your tire, this is for everyone, if your tires aren't wearing, you know, even Stevens, then that means that you've got loose parts. And it's usually up in the front, period. The backs are connected pretty, they don't turn, and they're rigid. They stay still. So you're going to get worn tires on the front, and you have a loose bushing, loose ball joint. You could have a tie rod in, Tori, causing that tire from going left to right as you're going down the road. Now, you're stating up here in the email earlier that the car goes straight down the road. That's good. That means the tie rod end's good. But what I want you to do, Tori, is go back to the shop, verify, and to see if, ask them, show me the part that's loose. We want all tight parts, and if it's loose, then yeah. If they say, well, we don't and cannot get the lower ball joint and or the bushings, we've got to buy the whole A-arm, control arm, lower control arm, then that's fine too, and they're good to go. But ask them, why do we want to replace the other side? Show me the loose part. So, and by the way, they do, Tori, just sell one control arm at a time. They don't sell them as pairs. So don't, for example, don't let them think and tell you that they only sell them in pairs. No, they sell them one individually at a time. And so hopefully that helps, Tori. It has to be loose. And again, if your tires are running out of tread too, I mean, if you're getting down low on tread, 4 to 8/30 seconds, I'm going to give you, you know, that's the thickness. Think about the dime. Stack up a couple dimes, the thickness of two dimes, and that's all the tread you got left, Tori, then that means that your tire is really going to wear fast, really fast. So more so than if it had, you know, 50% tread left. So if you got 10 or 15% tread left, folks, on your tires like Tori might have, it's going to wear quick. It's going to wear on the inside first because it scrubs, literally scrubs as you're turning the car to the right or the left. All that means, the word scrub, it's going to scrub the inside of the tires out. Your box that you're driving, consider it as a box. When you turn the front tires left, the box still goes straight as it's still turning to the left. It scrubs and slides and scabs off the inside of the tires. So if you've got no zero tread, it's going to wear that down real quick, Tori. So hopefully all that makes sense. Those are true facts, true words and all that. Sometimes we want to, I don't call them that, but that's why you're probably tuning in, and thank you for probably tuning in. You are, because of the mechanic jargon words. See, I want to get through that. I want to make sure you understand those mechanic jargon words, which we just did. Thanks, Tori. Send me an email address. Email me back. Send me an address so I can give you a little gift bag. We got a little gifts here for you. Halloween candy and treats are inside those gift bags today. And also, if you're local, I can hand deliver a bottle of the STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner. Can't ship it anymore, but you're going to get it hand delivered, Tori, if you'd like a bottle of that. It serves 28 gallons. It cleans your injectors exclusively for injectors. No carburetors here on that, but I also have carburetor STP carburetor cleaner, too. Got some mothers in there for you, mothers detail. And I also have some odor eliminator by Meguiar's inside that bag. Wash drops are in there. I've also got, what else we have in there today, Annie? Oh, we do. Okay, we got a little special gift in there for you on Halloween, the Orange Studio Edition. Thanks, Tori. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Coming up on the second hour, the last one. And it was even orange. Oh, yeah. You Jeep owners, you're not using it. Why? Coming up on the second hour, we'll find out. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I bet. Amazing why.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.